It's Yodua, the Gemara in Mesechtes Avodah Zarah, Daf Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Darish Rab Chanina Bar Papa V'item Rab Simloi. La'asad Lava, in the end of days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring a Sefer Torah, he's going to put it Bechekoi, and he's going to say, L'misha Asak Ba, Yava V'yita Schar. Zahayom La'soysam, U'lamacha L'kabel Scharan. This is a depiction of the Lamachar. It's the end of days. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take a Sefer Torah, he's going to put it Bechekoi, and he's going to, anyone that learned Torah, anyone that toiled in Torah, anyone that kept the mitzvahs in the Torah, now's the time to get paid. And the Gemara says immediately all the Ummah Yisraelim are going to come, they're going to line up and they're going to say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know we were Isaac and Torah, and because we were Isaac and Torah, we believe that we should be rewarded for what we did. So the Gemara says initially when the Ummah Yisraelim are going to come, they're going to come Bar Buvya, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, all right, single file line, we got to do this a little bit more of an orderly fashion. I want you to break yourselves down, Ummah by Ummah, and then let every Ummah individually come and make their case. And the Gemara goes on, and the Gemara tells us the first two Ummahs that are going to be misfakeach with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how that Shakla Vitaria is going to play out. And the two Ummahs that the Gemara talks about is Roimi and Paras. So Gemara says, Roimi is going to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Roimi is going to say, Ribbono Shel Olam, Harbe Kesef Azav Hirbeinu. You know, we made a lot of money. Harbe Shvakim Tikaninu, we built roads and Shvakim. Harbe Merchatzoyis Asinu, we built Merchatzoyis. Vekulam Lo Yasinu, Ela B'Shvili Yisrael, Kadei She'ez Asku B'Torah. Everything that we did for Klai Yisrael, Kadei She'ez Asku B'Torah. Amalam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell them, Shaitim Shaba'ovim, you fools. Really? Whatever you did to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol Ma'asheh Asisim L'Tzorich Atzmechem Asisim. Everything that you did for yourselves. Tikantim Shvakim Lo Hishabem Zoynes. Merchatzoyis. And he says, as it relates to money, that you're not even a manda amar about. Because kesef, v'zov, shalihu, these are things that belong to me. Either way, Roimi is going to realize that didn't go so well for them. They're going to be all sad and depressed, and they're going to end up leaving. Afterwards, I'm skipping a little bit. Where it says, Paras, Persia is going to come in. And Persia is going to say, oh, we were Isaac and Torah, we want to get paid up. So, Amalam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is going to tell them, Maya Saktim, tell me what you did. I'm in the front of it. They're going to say, Ribbono Shel Olam, Harbik Sharim Gosharnu. We built many bridges. Harbik Krachim Kavashim, we conquered cities. Harbik Milchama Yisosinu, we waged many wars. Vekulam Loyosinu, Elabish Fli Yisol Kadesh Yisaskut. And everything that we did from Kla Yisrael to learn Torah. Amalam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell them, Kol Masha Asisim, Lutzarech Atzmechem Asisim, whatever you did not for Kla Yisrael, you did for yourself. Tikantem Ksharim, the reason you made these bridges is Litam HaMeches, because you want tolls. You conquered cities, again, to conquer cities, to become wealthy. And Milchamais, as it relates to the wars, I'm the one who made those wars. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, Hashem Ish Milchama, Hashem Shemai. Either way, they too are going to end up leaving the Pachi Nefesh. It's Yudua that the Brisker Rav, in Chedushei Moran Rizal Levi, it's the first shtickle in Parshas Bereishis, he says, if you think about this Gemara, this might be the most shver Gemara ever. The Gemara is describing the end of days, when it's going to be clear what exactly went on for the last 5,785 years. There's going to be utmost clarity. Umala Aratz Deya. The Ummah Yisraelim are going to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they're going to say, Ribbono Shel Olam, Kol Masha Asinu Lo Yasinu Ela B'Shvil Yisrael Kedei Shnei Yisasku B'Torah Eich Yo'izu Paneim, said the Brisker Rav, La'asav Lava, in a time of clarity to say something like this. You know, if today you want to fool your friend and you want to tell him, you know, I did this and I did it for you. Okay, Oshakein Oshalo, right? Go prove him wrong. But you're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and it's La'asav Lava, where they see so clearly what's the truth. How in the world is it possible that they'll be able to say this? And the Brisker Rav said that the cash is even more. Because what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response? He tells him, Shaitim Shaba Oilom, Kol Masha'el Sisim Lo Yasisim El B'Shvel Atzmechem. You are telling me that what you did for Klai Yisrael. You know you didn't do this for Klai Yisrael. Whatever you did for yourself. Shaitim Shaba Oilom, you fools that you are. Said the Brisker Rav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying good, but he should have said better. Shaitim Shaba Oilom, what should he have said? Shakranim Shaba Oilom, you're a bunch of filthy liars. What are you talking about? He says, that's not why you did it. So why is it Shaitim? It should be. So the Brisker Rav said a Dovah Nifla. He said a Dovah Nifla. He said, we know Rashi says in the beginning of his Pirush Al HaTorah, Bereishis Bara Lekim Esa Shamayim Ve Esa Aretz, Eina Mikra Azel Oimer Elo Darsheni, Bereishis B'Shvil HaTorah Shani Kereishis, U B'Shvil Yisrael Shani Kereishis. The entire world was created for Klai Yisrael and for the Torah. Skirov brings it to Rambam in his Akdamot Pirsha Mishnayah, says that when we say that Briyas HaOlam was for the Torah and for Klal Yisrael, it doesn't just mean that the world came into existence for Klal Yisrael and for the Torah. What it means is that everything that happens in the world, from the beginning of time, Ad Bias Koyel Tzedek Meir B'Yameinu Amin V'Amin, everything is Bishvil Yisrael. So he said it's going to be loss of love, and the Umay HaOlam are going to be very troedic. They're going to realize we blew it, right? The Jews, they served HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they learned Torah, they did mitzvahs. What do? We fapachked our lives, and as a result, we're not going to get anything. But then all of a sudden, they're going to say, you know something? One second. There's clarity, right? And now we realize that the whole Bria and everything that happened was Bishvil Yisrael Kadesh Yisasku B'Torah. So their lawyers are going to come storming into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're going to say, Ribbono Shel Olam, we deserve reward. You deserve reward? What did you do? He says, what do you mean? Everything that we did was for Klal Yisrael, right? Because the whole Bria was for Klal Yisrael. And everything that happened from Sheshes May Bereshes until today was for Klal Yisrael. If that's the case, we played such a pivotal, critical role in the world. And if that's, we should be rewarded for it. It's dafka because there's so much clarity, said Marin Agriz, that they're going to have a taina. Because Fakir, they're going to come screaming. They're going to say, don't you realize everything that happened was for Klal? So if that's the case, we should be rewarded. And you know what, David is going to say, you're right. He's not going to say Shakranim Shabbalim because they're not lying. Because they're saying the MS. But you know what his answer is? Shaitim Shabbalim. Because it's not. Because as much as it's true what you're saying, you didn't do it for Klal Yisrael. And because you didn't do it for Klal Yisrael, that wasn't your kavana when you did it. Therefore, Rachman Alibabai, you're not going to be rewarded. But what they're saying is MS. And it's dafka because it's the end of days that they have this taina. Before the end of days, they're gone. But because there's so much clarity, they're going to chap, they have the best taina in the world. And the Eish is not even going to deny the taina. It's a legitimate, bona fide taina. And they're not even shakronim. You know what they are? What they are is shaitan. And this is Yodua B'Shem Mar Nagriz. And it brings out, of course, an oimek. And this is Rashi, right? In second Rashi, Allah Torah, right? In the beginning of Parshas Bereshis. Bereshis. Right? It underpins everything. It gives you a clear understanding of what the whole purpose of Bria Olam is. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for Klal Yisrael, created a world for the Torah, and everything that happens in the world, it all happens for Klal Yisrael, all happens for the Torah. But I went through this brisker of again recently in Tavshin Pehe, and probably because what's going on in the world a little bit, there was one line that just absolutely caught me. So Paras comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amalam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Maya Saktem, Persia, what did you do? They're going to say, Ribbono Shel Olam, Harbi Ksharim Gasharnu, Harbi Krachim Kovashnu, and Harbi Milcham Yisosinu. V'kulam Lo Yisinu, El Bishvil Yisrael, Kadei Sheyis Asku B'Tayr. So who's Persia? Persia's Iran. Right? That's who Persia is. It's modern day Iran. Iran's going to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lassud Lavoi, and they're going to say, Evishta, you should know, we did so much for Klal Yisrael. Really, what did you do? We fought wars. Those wars, Kulam Lo Yisinu, El Bishvil Yisrael, Kadei Sheyis Asku B'Tayr. I mean, is there a worse argument you can possibly ever make in front of a judge and a jury? Iran's going to walk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they're going to say, we fought wars. Where'd they fight wars? Gaza, Lebanon, all the tzoros throughs that Klal Yisrael has from Iran. Like, this is Iran. And they're going to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kulam lo yasinu elam bishvil Yisrael Kadesh Yisasku B'Torah. What? That's got to be the worst argument ever, right? Over the Teretz is, but the Briskerov said, that Asad Lava, it's going to be clear that those wars that Iran was fighting was literally Bishvil Yisrael Kadesh Yisasku B'Torah. It's mamish for Klal Yisrael. The wars are for Klal Yisrael. That means that Asad Lava, we're going to see that the reason this all happened was Bishvil Yisrael Kadesh Yisasku B'Torah. That Yidden should be Mechazik, Yidden should learn more as a schos. Exactly how plays itself out of Chesnish. But the purpose of these, it's a Mefurish Gemara. The purpose of these wars is literally Bekulam Layasinu Elabish Fili Yisrael Kadesh Yisasku B'Torah. I think the Hergish is a Hergish. But you know what? Even more, what's Abish's response? You know what Abish tells Persia? He says, Paras, listen, you want to take credit for the bridges that you made? We could have that conversation. You want to take credit for the Kraken that you conquered? We could have that conversation. I mean, Shaitim Shabbalim, but it's worthy of a conversation. But at the same time, Muhammad is okay, that's no sheikhs to you. He says, Muhammad is aniosisi. Shenemer Hashem ish Muhammad Hashem Shemai. That has nothing to do with you. HaKadosh Baruch says, wars? You have no sheikhs to the wars. I'm the one that fights the wars. It's not even you, Bishvil Yisrael, Shenik gracious. Muhammad is aniosisi. But you know what's interesting? That when Raimi comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Raimi says their argument, we built Merchatzois, we made shvakim. We were marbe kesef. What does Abish say? The merchatzois. We can have that karma. A shut in Shabbat. I'm telling you, the fools of the world. You want to talk about your. Oh, but the kesef is zov, zokt Abish. I'm going to call this baruch. Kesef is zov. No shaykhis to you. Shalihu. Shanem aliyah kesef aliyah zov. No mashem tzavakos. There are two things in this Gemara that it sounds like is no shaykhis to anybody. You can't even try to manipulate this if you want it. You can't even do it bishvil atayr, bishvil yisrael. No chomois. Ani osisi. What's going on in the Middle East, etc., etc. And when it comes to kesef is zov, ayitz parnasa, that's shalihu. Li ha kesef aliyah zov, says HaKadosh Baruch. No shaykhis. You didn't do nothing with Kesef Azov. HaKadosh Baruch was the one that decides where the Kesef and where the Azov goes. But either way, how did this all begin? Amar Rav Yosef, Marad Avram, Tali Tanya, Batali Tanya. Why Marad Avram? Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a Kasha. The Kotzker Rebbe said, because Avram Avinu was the first one to ask a good Kasha. And what was Avram Avinu's Kasha? He said, Toimer Shel Olam Azeb Eloi Manik. And how did he come through to that Kasha with a Moshel Echot Shayo Over Mi Mokim Lamokim Vero Bira Achas Doi Lekas? Everybody teaches the Bira Achas Doi Lekas, I think, was there was a Ner Dolok inside this Bira. But if you look at the Mefarshe HaMedrash, it was a Bira that was on fire. A bira that's daylakas, everyone chaps that there's a manik to the bira. It's a bigger kunz in amuna that when the bira is daylakas, when it looks like it's a blaze, when things are not going so well in a person's life, to chap that that's also coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Avram Avinu taught us. Lo'yhoya Adam, shekara la'Kadosh Baruch Hu Adoin, acheba Avram v'karay Adoin. Adoin meaning that Yibish is a manik. Not Adoin because Hashem created the world, me'mele he's the Adoin. Adoin because HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls everything. What seems to be good and what seems to be bad. And everything Hashem does, He does for us. Liya kesev, liya zav, milchama yis aniyo sisi. But the bira deilekes, even a bira that's on fire, even when it looks like there's madness in the world, it doesn't matter. Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the lesson in Amunah that Avram Avinu taught us.